Alright, use that beat and repeat it a couple times for your theme song for your next episode. Thanks, babe.
Here we are once again with another exciting episode of I Just Had a Terrible Thought.
Another exciting episode.
The only show on the internet.
You know it.
I am Kyle, as I am every week.
Yeah, and I'm Orion.
He's not Orion every week, though. Some weeks he's someone else.
You never know. You never know.
this part always trips me up. I need some kind of segue. Orion.
Yeah.
Guess what?
What?
I don't even have anything for you to guess. So last week, like several weeks in a row, actually, this has sort of been like my therapy hour, mm-hmm. you know, like the show is where I come to whine about being depressed and to talk about how I hate my life and then to talk, I've made a breakthrough. I'm going to fix my life.
Yeah.
So last week I was talking about all the ways I'm going to fix my life and I'm sort of doing it.
Good.
Kind of, sort of. For example, I have not had a cigarette since last week's show when I said, this is my last one. That was my last one.
Wow.
I have not had one since.
That's amazing.
I would like to.
Oh, I hear you.
I would like to, but I feel like making it a week, this may be a naive thing to say, but I feel like making it a week, I've more or less made it. Like at this point, for me to fall off the wagon would require me to actually make a decision.
Yeah.
To go back to it.
Oh, yeah.
Rather than just a moment of weakness. But yeah, so I haven't been smoking. I've stopped drinking the sodas.
The soda, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't had one of those since Thursday, I think. Last Thursday, not this week Thursday.
That's even more impressive because it's so delicious.
Yeah, it is. And I've been drinking lots of water. Recently, like a couple days ago, I discovered the glory of Crystal Light, which I posted on the Twitter. I always thought Crystal Light was for fat chicks and lesbians.
Yeah, I was going to say. Wow.
But it's actually pretty fucking delicious. And it's like zero calories. Like it's like nothing. There's nothing in it. You look at the ingredient, like the nutritional information, and the only thing it apparently has in it is sodium. And it doesn't taste salty, so it's pretty good.
Good news. Good news.
And so I've been buying these little like on the go packs.
Yeah.
These little they're like little sticks kind of, but they're packets, and you put it in like an individual 16-ounce drink. And so I've got a water bottle that I've been filling up, and it's kind of...
It's pretty good.
It's kind of delicious.
It's like Kool-Aid.
Yeah, it was a little expensive, though, and then I realized there was a store brand.
Yeah.
And you and I talked about the store brands of things and how they're just as good most of the time.
Most
and I
of
was
the
like,
time, yeah.
Let me try this, because it's like half price. It's significantly cheaper.
Yeah.
The only problem with that is that there aren't nearly as many flavors.
Yeah.
Which is only like two. Yeah. But yeah, so I've been buying that. I haven't been eating healthy, but I have gone low carb again.
Okay.
Temporarily, at least.
Meat and cheese and
eggs. I've been eating a lot of eggs.
A lot of eggs.
I had some bacon.
Yeah.
Some sausage.
Hey, can't go wrong there.
Cheese.
Yeah.
It's been fucking delicious, but it's not healthy. Like if I did it, you know, like if I became like Dr. Atkins or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that permanently for the rest of my life. This is my diet. Like, it's not healthy. I'd end up with ridiculous cholesterol and blood pressure, and I'd explode.
Yeah.
But in the short term, it's a relatively easy way to lose weight.
Oh, yeah.
You won't necessarily keep it off, but it can get you to a point where you feel more comfortable being a person, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm doing that.
Cool.
I was kind of working out a little bit. That's sort of been slipping towards the end of the week.
Oh, Jesus. What are you doing? Like, what do you do?
Like sit-ups. Well, crunches.
Okay.
Crunches are just as good, if not better, because sit-ups are kind of bad for your back.
Yeah.
Push-ups and, like, squats, I guess.
Squats. Okay.
Yeah. I can't exactly run in my room.
Yeah.
Or anything. But, yeah. So I was doing a little bit of that.
Cool.
And I started getting up at 6 in the morning and going to bed at 10. At night.
Cool.
That was also sort of slipping. I got up at 6 in the morning on, Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah.
Then on Wednesday, I got up at 6 in the morning and said, and I reset the alarm for 6:30 and got up at 6:30. And
that's
then
not so bad.
Thursday and today, Friday, I reset it for 6:30, got up at 6:30, reset it for 7, yeah. Got up at 7.
Yeah.
But it's mostly been working out okay. It was also because like my going to bed at 10 was slipping. I was like, I've got to go to bed at 10, and yeah. But I want to watch this show first, and so I wouldn't end up going to bed till like 11:30 or 12.
That's
so then it's
good.
It's yeah. closer to what I was doing before anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I've been making a lot of progress. I'm mostly, I guess, proud of the smoking thing, you know?
I was kind of surprised, yeah, because everyone I know that tries to quit, they'll go like 3 days and they brag about it.
If somebody had like...
And then they're back on the wagon.
If somebody had come up to you like behind my back last week
yeah.
and I'd said, you know, I'm going to try to quit smoking, and they'd said, you know, Ryan, where do you think he's going to be
yeah.
next Friday? What do you think he's going to... You think anything will have changed or...
I really thought you would have bought a pack. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
So did I.
I'm familiar
actually.
With that enemy, the
so did I.
Narcotic.
Last week when I was talking about it and I said, you know, by next week, I may be like, this list is bullshit and I bought two packs for the podcast.
Yeah.
I really meant that. I thought yeah. that was a very real possibility, and it still kind of is, but today I'm good.
Yeah. It's easy to say, this is bullshit, and just go back into smoking. But if you keep in the back of your mind that every week, like we were talking about, is like another day you wake up to, it's the same fucking record over and over. Then you kind of, you're like, it's motivation. Like, I don't want that same bullshit week. You know, I want to change something. So
yeah.
Then it kind of feels good. So I hope you feel good. You feel...
I felt weird for a couple days because I was like... Quitting the caffeine cold turkey and the nicotine cold turkey. And there was like I didn't even really do this on purpose, but there was like a 48-hour period there where I didn't eat anything.
Mm, damn. And
so I felt really strange for like a day or two, like kind of weird and jittery and like I was sort of like I was walking on a cloud.
Yeah.
It kind of felt good, but in a really weird way, like being stoned on some kind of strange drug.
Yeah.
Not eating for 48 hours thing, like I said, was kind of unintentional, and I wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But, yeah, I'm glad you're making progress, because anytime you get that sense of accomplishment, you know, you feel good. It's like a natural drug.
Yeah.
Natural high.
And I think I'm clearing my throat less. I don't know if my voice sounds any better, but that's got to be a positive for listeners.
Still sounds like shit.
Yeah, well, actually, kidding. I feel like right now it does almost sound a little scratchier than normal.
Sounds fine, man.
But I haven't cleared my throat yet, I don't think.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. Yeah.
And we've been going for like 8 minutes or so.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Progress.
Yeah.
Cool.
So that's where I'm at. I mean, that's really all I've got in terms of updates on that.
I was hoping you'd update us, you know, the listeners and myself.
I don't know if anybody actually cares, but...
fuck them.
Well, actually, wait, no. I should, while we're on that kind of subject, I guess I should... I got an email from Jeff, Jeff, and he says, the subject is a quick note on the show. And he says, Kyle, as a resident of the northern part of the South, which is something I said last week, Louisville, Kentucky, I can tell you that if you're looking for more sun, you don't want to live here. Winters here are not much warmer than in Michigan, so you'll still be scraping the outside and inside of your windshield when it's cold. There's not as much snow, but we make up for it in cold and miserable rain and sleet. Summers here are more humid than in Michigan. So yeah, none of that sounds good.
That sounds like shit.
he says stick with California.
Yeah.
Sounds like Orion might want to live somewhere out east. out east, though, where the public transportation is better.
Yeah.
Does the retail chain he works for do employee transfers by request, as in hook you up with a job in a different state if that's what the employee is looking to do? I know some of the retail places my mother worked for offered deals like that.
Hmm.
And they do, right? But
yeah.
But if you're talking about somewhere out east, like... I don't think the store you work at has branches that far out.
Yeah.
It's a pretty regional thing.
Yeah.
It's kind of like I think they might have some in Kentucky, but it's kind of like
I think that's as far as it goes.
Michigan, Indiana, Ohio,
Kentucky, Missouri, Illinois. Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of a thing.
Yeah.
He says, between this past episode and other episodes during which you've talked about seasonal depression or winter blues, it's very possible that you have seasonal affective disorder, or seasonal affect disorder, I guess. And then he gives a Wikipedia link. My wife is pretty sure she has this and tempers its effects somewhat with a rather expensive contraption called the sun box, a specially designed bright light that helps regulate the body's melatonin cycle in the absence of real sunlight.
Okay.
I should mention that I barely understand what I just said. I mean that it's artificial sunlight in some chemically relevant way or another. There's medication for this, too. I don't know if this diagnosis would leave you with a catch-22, given that you're not fond of sunlight. I have read up on the seasonal affect disorder, whatever.
Yeah.
I've read up on it, and I kind of don't think I have it, but I think there's just a general, like...
Well, what's their explanation, like, why you have it? Is it chemical?
I haven't read it in a while.
Is it biological? I mean...
Well, supposedly, I guess it has something to do with melatonin, not getting enough of it or something. But I don't think I, maybe I do. I don't know, whatever. Regardless, my not being fond of sunlight, Orion hates the daytime, apparently, based on conversations we've had before. I have changed my opinion on that somewhat over the years. When I was in high school, I think, and maybe just out of high school, I was very... vampiric about that. Like I preferred the night.
Yeah.
I didn't really like the daytime. These days, I actually like the daytime, but the sun kind of hurts my eyes. I can't, like, on a bright day, I kind of look at the ground as I walk.
Yeah.
You know, it hurts my eyes. but other than that, I feel kind of invigorated being in it.
Okay.
Like on a bright sunny day, everything's green and and it's nice out.
Yeah.
I feel kind of invigorated by that. So I guess that's not really a problem. Although the sunbox, I like the sunbox. He doesn't really say what it does.
I'm kind of curious, yeah.
He says that it's a specially designed bright light that helps regulate the body's melatonin cycle. But is it like a, is it like a tanning bed?
Yeah.
Or like just a light you hang up? Somewhere
in the corner,
shine it on
I
you.
Gotta go in the corner and turn on my box.
Or like you put it on your face, like it's goggles. Like, what is it? And it sounds like it would be a good weapon against vampires if they ever arise. It's artificial sunlight.
Yeah. Wow.
He says he was pleased. He says I was pleased with hearing that you're having a go at changing your diet and a few other lifestyle habits. Drinking much, much less soda is a good target. The way you were talking about the color of your urine and overall tiredness, I worried that you were on the way to diabetes or something.
Yeah.
Jesus. Probably was. If you want, we could have a lengthier exchange about regards diet exercise advice. No need to talk about it on air, so to speak. Oops. Yeah, I don't think I really need to have a lengthier conversation about this, but not because, like, that's a horrible idea. Just
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Nobody would give a shit. Yeah.
What a douche. I can't believe you want to talk more about this thing I brought up. No, not like that. I just, I don't think we need to. I hope getting up earlier works out for you, too. I sleep in until I absolutely have to get up and go to work. I go to bed too late, nap too much, etc. Yeah, that's me, too. Keep up the good work, Jeff.
Cool. Thank you,
So, Jeff. I thought I should address that now since we're talking about my bullshit self-help crap that I've been talking about for the past like 3 weeks or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've just been in a funk. But today, like especially getting this email, like this email is kind of sweet. You know, he's a sweetheart with this thing. But it may like reading this and, you know, this is clearly how he's reacting to what I've been saying, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. This is a pretty appropriate reaction, but it like having it kind of reflected back at me makes me realize more what a fucking pussy I've sounded like, you know, like what a downer I've, you know, I've been just dragging the show into the grave the past few weeks. So I kind of want to get off this topic.
Okay.
I will continue to give mini updates on like, am I still not smoking?
Yeah.
But I don't want to talk anymore about like, I'm so sad, whatever. Unless I get like way more sad.
Then it's kind of
it's
a
like, Like, you know how I always said I would never commit suicide? I'm doing it right now on the show.
That'll be our first live show.
Jesus, why am I laughing?
Check us out on the webcam. I'm offing myself.
Oh man. Ideally I would just take pills or something so I'd go out quietly, but since we're doing this live, I guess I'll slip my wrist and so you can see me bleed out. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
So
what's up with you?
Oh, I was waiting for that. All right.
I was waiting for you to jump in.
It's all about me, Kyle. My turn. No, I was all waiting right. for you to help me out here. My week. A while back, I don't think I mentioned it on the show, my car got stolen.
No, you didn't mention it on the show. I remember you and I talking about whether or not you should talk about it.
Yeah. And I was like, who gives a shit? So I thought, you know.
Well, Jesus Christ, if I can talk about.
I know. Okay.
If I can talk about being really, really sad, then you can talk about your car being stolen.
That's true. I guess. Yeah. Forgiven. But, a while back.
Wait, did you just forgive me? I'm sorry. Okay. Anyway, go ahead.
Like 6 months ago, my car got stolen, but it wasn't the car I was driving. The car I was driving and am driving is ready to die. So I had a car lined up and it got stolen and I filed a police report and 6 months later they found it abandoned in a parking lot.
Yeah.
And they called and said, you got to come down and it's going to be $85. And
I don't know if you can hear that, but there's a siren outside. Yeah,
Jesus Christ.
it sounds like a
dying
cat.
Yeah.
I'm hungry.
But anyway, so because the car is in my dad's name, it was technically his problem.
Yeah.
So he had to come down from Lansing, Michigan, which is an hour away. And we both had to go do this bullshit. And my thought was, I'm kind of in the dark on this. I've never done this situation, you know, been in the situation where a car's been stolen. Where do I go? Who do I talk to?
Right.
All they said is, you got to come down. It's in the lot and it's $85.
Is that how they put it? It's in the
lot? Yeah.
Like, what lot?
What lot?
What are you talking about?
So I'm like, do I have to go to the lot? Do I have to go to the station? What?
Is the lot at the station?
Exactly. And when I Googled the lot, like Grand Rapids police impound lot, it gave me the police headquarters, you know, the police station. So I'm like, and I'm looking at it on Google Maps from the satellite. There's no fucking way this lot is in this building, like underground. What? Is it the Batcave? You know? Anyway, so we make it out. we finally find out where to go in and we get in there and we're talking to an officer and he said, it's going to be $85. And my dad's like, well, I ain't paying that shit until I see the damage. Cause I don't know what they did to the car. Cause they couldn't tell us, is the car even drivable? Is it just like the back half of the car? Did it explode? They just found it, you know, a tow truck found it and reported it after he ran the plate. Anyway. So they handed us this slip, and I think this is important if anyone gets their car stolen. You get this inspection slip that you take to the lot, and you can check out your car before you pay for it to get it out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And most kids our age don't think to ask, and these fuckers don't suggest it. And for example, they were telling me this one kid paid $500 and some, you know, $500-some, went to check out his car to get it. It was only like half a car because it had been smashed and in some ridiculous accident. He didn't want it, but he threw away $500.
Wait, why did he have to pay $500-some?
You have to pay to like get the car.
I know, but you didn't have to pay $500.
No.
So why was the price so much different?
I think...
was his not stolen? Was he getting it for some other reason?
It might have been, yeah. It wasn't explained.
I don't know. Yeah, that's weird.
But... yeah, it is weird. But I think it was a much nicer car. I don't know.
Oh, that's still weird.
Yeah, isn't that weird? So, okay, whatever. So we get the slip to go check out the car. And they're like, go check it out. When you come back and pay the money, you have 24 hours to get it out of there. Mm-hmm. Okay, fair enough. So we go and check it out. And the lot is not at the police station. It's like fucking 8 miles away out in the middle of nowhere. And we get to the lot and they're like, you got to get with the gate guy, you know, the guy guarding the gate.
Yeah.
There's no, like, you get to the gate, there's nobody in sight.
Oh,
so there's this little sign that says honk or press button.
Oh, Jesus. What is it? Some like, is it some like movie character, like some grizzled old man covered in grease?
No, not really, but you'd think that. So you honk, you get in the lot, you give this guy this slip and he fills out the time and he follows you over to your car while you inspect it. And he just waits there. He can't let you be with the car by yourself.
Can we have a moment alone?
Yeah. So we're checking it out. It's all jacked up. They fucked up the ignition column. I don't know what you call that. You know,
the steering column.
The steering
where
column.
The ignition is.
Yeah, they fucked that up. They broke into the car by busting the lock out on the door with a screwdriver. They broke a window, not shattered, but they like opened it and it didn't open enough. So they like forced it and it's all fucked up.
Nice.
All this bullshit. So it's not drivable.
Oh, it's not?
No. We can't start it. It's just too fucked up.
Nice.
And so we talked to the kid that was the guard at this lot. And he's like, we're like, should we go back and pay the $85? You know, yeah, we could probably do that. So we're talking to this kid and he's like, oh, no. It's not $85 after you pay. It's $85 after I signed your slip. It's like, what the fuck? So somebody's telling us a different story.
What? Why would it be $85 after you pay?
I'm sorry. Let me back up. You have 24 hours after you see the guard at this lot, not after you pay the money.
Oh.
So I'm getting two different stories here from the cop and the guard. Okay, whatever. So we have 24 hours. Big deal. We head back to the police station with this slip saying we inspected it. You know, I don't know why we needed it. And we get a different police officer and he's telling us, no, it's not $85. It's $85 within the 5 days of when we recovered it, which was like a month ago. But they didn't contact us till 3 weeks after.
Yeah.
Which is bullshit. So we sat there for hours arguing back and forth about, you know, the payment, because they said it was found on the 4th of this month. And 5 days after, by the 9th, it's $85.
Right.
After that, it's $29 a day plus a fee plus this.
Oh, fuck off.
So it came to a shitload of money.
No, now that's probably why that guy owed 500 and something dollars. Yeah. Jesus Christ. No, okay, I'm going to let you finish, but I have to say, it's fucking insane.
Yeah.
You report your car stolen. This is what police do.
Yeah.
This is their job, and they didn't even fucking do it. They didn't find it. A tow truck guy found it because somebody left it in a parking lot somewhere. Eventually, there was like a complaint or something.
Yep,
he had to come out to tow it, and he's like running the plates, and he's like, oh, it's stolen.
Exactly.
So they didn't even do anything.
Yeah.
It's just sitting in a parking lot, and because it's sitting in their lot, you have to it cost you money to get your car stolen.
Yeah.
That's insane.
I know.
The police, who are supposed to protect and serve, are charging you money because you got your car stolen.
Exactly.
That's insane. And not only that, but there's a penalty if you weren't quick enough to get your stolen car back, which isn't drivable anyway. What are you... So if you got it, if you went and paid for it, you have to get it towed and pay for that.
Oh, you know what? Let me back up. The $85 wasn't like a set fee. I'm sorry. It was $85 because that's what the tow was to get the car in the lot.
Oh, fuck.
And this fucking lot is like miles out, you know, from Grand Rapids where we are.
Off.
Like, I think they do that on purpose so they can charge you more.
Jesus, you would have been better off just not reporting it.
Yeah.
Just writing that car off like, fuck it. It's gone.
So when we got back and we're arguing with the cop, his big argument was, yes, we notified you like right away. And by that, he meant they like they mailed information out to my dad and they called me much later because I'm like, I live in the area, so I'm closer, but I'm not the owner of the car.
Okay.
So both my dad and I didn't get notified, like I said. But his argument was like,
your dad didn't get the thing in the mail?
He did like many weeks later.
Okay. You know?
So his argument was like, that's not our problem. It's, you know, set. It's by the day. You know, you owe like $800. What the fuck?
That's insane.
And we're trying to argue like we didn't know about it until just a couple days ago. And this is, and my dad's pulling this shit, and good for him because it worked.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he works all these jobs and this is the only fucking day he can make it out. And, he drove all the way from, you know, Lansing area, Michigan, which is like an hour and 15 minutes, all for this bullshit. He's like, I'm not jacking you guys. I just want my fucking car.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't buy it. So the cop had to go talk to the lieutenant, and the lieutenant, the boss man, ended up cutting the price down to $85. But that's after a lots and lots of bitching on my dad's part. And it's sad because I sat there and like cringed from the things he was saying.
Yeah.
You know, like, I work these jobs and I have it so hard, and I just wanted, and it made sense, but I'm like, oh, if I was listening to this, I wouldn't give a fuck.
I know. Yeah, I know what you mean. Like, yeah. it's like I would feel the same way. Like, on the one hand, thank God he's doing it.
Yeah.
Because I'm, you know, who's going to pay fucking $800?
Yeah. Yeah.
But on the other hand, it's like, oh, you're being such a dick.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And he just wouldn't budge, my dad.
Yeah.
And that's how he is. He's been through this shit over and over. And
that's the way to do it. Like, if you can make yourself enough of an obstacle, eventually they'll just want to go around you.
There's always a way.
They'll want to appease you.
Yeah, exactly. So it was just tons of bullshit. And, my dad ended up, he wouldn't let me pay for it, but,
that's nice of him.
The next day my dad had to, because I had to work, he had to go all the way, that night he went home an hour away. The next day he had to rent like a dolly, you know, like a little trailer to get a car up on, all the way out here, get the car, fill out paperwork, drive all the way back, all that bullshit, all for this piece of shit 86 Celebrity rust wagon. That was stolen.
I don't know how much that car is worth.
Yeah.
But you can buy a car,
mm-hmm.
like a shitty car, but you can buy a car for $800.
Yeah.
It's insane that they were going to charge you for a car that doesn't work, that was stolen from you, that was already yours. They're going to charge you $800-something. That's insane.
We were talking to the gate guy, and he was like our age, and he was very sheltered and kind of fucked in the head. But every car that gets stolen isn't, he said, like all of them, none of them are drivable because they jack it up and hot wire it. You know?
Yeah, because the only way it could be is if they got your keys, really.
So, fuck. I don't know. But yeah, that was.
That's nuts. That's like a fucking scam.
I
understand where the fees are coming from.
Yeah, sorry.
But seriously, if your car's not a nice car, you might as well, if it gets stolen, just not fucking report it.
Yeah.
Although, I suppose, if you didn't report it, eventually you would have had to pay for it anyway, because it would have been towed.
Yeah.
You know, way out wherever the fuck it was.
Yeah.
It would have been towed, and it wouldn't have shown up as stolen. So then they'd run the plates and find you and be like, why'd you leave it here? And now you have to pay for the tow, and you have to pay to get it out of an impound lot anyway.
Nope.
So... You know, I guess you're fucked no matter what you do.
Can you imagine? There was a car in that lot that the gate guy was telling us about that was stolen from Florida.
Jesus.
And you know what they tell the owner?
What?
Hey, if you can't tow it, you have so many days. You either pay for the tow and get it out of here, or we're going to sell it in an auction.
Yeah.
Fuck off, man.
I understand, like, you have so many days or we're going to sell it.
Yeah.
I don't know how many days I think would be fair. But I understand that, you know, because you can't keep it there forever.
Yeah, yeah. It's like 20 days. Reasonable, I guess.
But within that period, fucking, it's taking up space, sure, but it's not doing anything otherwise.
Yeah.
You know, it's not costing you money to have it there.
Yeah.
Unless you've got so many fucking stolen cars that are just backed up in the street that you want to put in the impound lot, you know? And this is supposed to be a fucking service. This is the police. Like I said earlier, protect and serve. They're supposed to find your fucking stolen car.
Yeah.
And instead, they wait until it shows up and then charge you out the ass to give it back.
Yeah. I was so excited when they found it, you know, and I found out. I was like, yes, I gave up hope. Yeah. Yeah. And, Yeah, and then it turns out it's just a big, it's like a big scam.
It's just a huge fucking hassle.
Huge hassle.
That sucks. I'm sorry.
I feel bad for that guy that, like, you live in Florida. Where's my car? Halfway across the country? Like, Jesus. I'm not going to pay a toll for that.
I wonder what kind of car that was. Like, if it was kind of a shit box, then yeah. I'd just be like, whatever, sell it. I don't care.
Yeah.
But if it's like a nice car, yeah. you know, like a car that's nice enough that the repairs to the mm-hmm. damaged parts of it would actually be worth doing.
I think it was a Camaro.
I'd be so fucking pissed.
Yeah.
You know, because like, I can't just let him fucking sell it. I got to get my car back. But fuck, I can't have it towed from Michigan to Florida.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That fucking gate guy, though. he's such a wiener. Oh, he's got the shittiest job, you know. Yeah. It's like, I wanted to be a policeman, but now I guard cars. So we go in, and he's got this TV, and he's in this trailer, like you see on, like, construction sites.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And you go into the trailer, and there he is with, like, a little desk and a bunch of books. That's all I can do. And I think my dad made a comment on, like, oh, you get television, you know, a joke, because yeah, it's yeah. just the camera. And he's like, yep, I only get one channel. Unless somebody shows up and honks the horn, then it's like a different channel.
Oh,
it's pretty
Jesus.
Exciting.
Oh, yeah. God.
I felt so bad for this guy.
That's the worst conversation I think I've ever heard.
Oh, at least you got TV, right, buddy? Elbow,
oh,
elbow.
Oh, I know.
Oh, yeah, you know, I only get one channel, but...
Yeah. Trying to relate to each other.
Yeah. So
Jesus
awkward.
Christ.
Yeah, it was a shitty time. It was. It sucked. So the only way to get out of this, I'll conclude with this, is I guess you get full coverage insurance and they pay for that towing bullshit. So... That's your only way out. Yeah.
Yay.
And it could save you a lot in the long run if you get your car stolen, but shit, man.
It could, I suppose, but full coverage insurance is no fucking joke. You could end up paying into it fucking much before it ever comes in handy.
That's true. Shit.
Well, did you have anything else to say about your
No, that's it, man. Car situation? That was too long.
Yeah, well, in similarly shit, well, not that similarly, mine's not so bad, but in shitty news,
yeah.
I just found out the other day that I might have to move.
Really?
In
oh shit,
like May or March ish
mm-hmm.
because my roommate Mike has informed me that he is moving out of town when our lease is up. And I don't know why exactly, but I had always kind of assumed that we'd be here for more than a year.
A couple years at least, yeah.
So I need to either find a new roommate to move in with me, or I've got to find other living arrangements entirely, which I was not expecting to have to do.
Yeah.
But he was kind enough to let me know ahead of time like this.
if
like,
he didn't, yeah, what a douche.
He could have waited a lot longer.
He ran this by me like vaguely, and I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Where the fuck are you going?
Yeah, so I don't know what I'm going to do. I mean, I've got some time to think about it, but ideally, I think I'd like to stay here and get somebody else to move in, but I don't know who. You know, I can't think of anybody.
Yeah.
Who needs a place. If I knew somebody who needed a place, that would make them homeless.
Yeah. I know some people.
Yeah, you know people who need a place? You know homeless people?
Well, people that pay rent like out of their ass, and I'm like, move in with us. They're like, well, where is that? Well, over here, you know? And they're like, oh, that's a bad neighborhood. But I can convince them it's not a bad area.
I see.
There's white people here.
There's white.
It's all good, man.
It's not. There are a lot of blacks, but they're nice blacks.
Okay. Hey, you never know. I'm not judging. So, but I know some people. I'll talk to them. But shitty, man. Shitty.
Yeah, so I don't know what I'm going to do. I feel weird because, like, you know, I half-painted this room. And
it was
almost my intention to finish painting it. But at this point...
You haven't even, like, settled yet.
I don't even know if there's, you know, if maybe I should start painting it back. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do.
That is shitty.
I guess I will figure it out. Oh, my birthday was Sunday, this past Sunday.
Yeah.
Nothing really happened. I went over to your guys' place for like an hour.
Yeah.
And then I went home.
Yeah.
Went to bed.
You were yawny. So was I. Yeah. It was just, so what's new with you?
Oh, God, don't say yawny.
I'm sorry.
motherfucker.
I'm a little, this whole going to bed at 10 p.m. and getting up at 6 a.m. thing, even though I was kind of slipping,
yeah.
It's taking its toll. It's like 1:20 in the morning right now,
mm-hmm.
and I'm yawny now.
Yeah.
But yeah, so my birthday came and went, and I really didn't do anything, which is nobody's fault but my own, and even I didn't really care.
Okay. I was wondering, yeah, do you feel like, oh, shit, I should have done something?
I'm bad, because, like, a little part of me, like, kind of wanted to do something.
Yeah.
But if I want to do something, I got to fucking plan something, yeah. and I didn't even make the tiniest bit of effort
yeah.
to do that, and so, whatever.
Okay.
But, I guess I felt like I needed to bring it up since, like, you know, the last two shows, I think it was like, it's my birthday yeah. month. It's my and it still is my birthday month.
Yeah.
And you should still send me every penny that you have.
Yeah.
But I didn't have a big celebration because you didn't send me enough pennies.
Yeah,
that's
damn.
What it is. That's what I figured it out.
God damn you, listeners.
If you had just lived up to your responsibility. I would have had a much better birthday.
Yeah.
There would have been a cake with a stripper. There would have been a stripper with a cake inside of her that jumped out of the stripper. And then a little stripper jumps out of that cake.
Oh,
not like
man.
A midget stripper, like a shrunken stripper, like somebody invented a shrink ray. This is going to take a lot of money. It's yeah. a lot of funding.
Yeah.
Some scientific research, too.
Way to get on that.
A little R&D listeners. Time.
Yeah.
But plus, we're gonna have to pay to go back in time to my birthday,
yeah,
and to freeze time long enough for the R&D so that I can, you know, postpone my birthday long
yep.
enough. There's gonna be a lot of money involved. So send what you can,
yeah,
and what you can't, just send it all.
Send what you can't, yeah,
yeah.
I love that. That's a great slogan.
Send what you can't. I think that's like the Catholic Church's motto.
Yeah.
Send what you can.
That's a good one.
And what you can't.
Yeah.
Whatever. Is there anything else on your mind off the top of your head? Because I've got stuff I can go to, but I don't want to like cut you off or anything.
Nah. Well, I have this one thing. You remember the movie Kick-Ass?
Nope.
Oh, fucking.
What's that?
I know you remember.
Yeah, I do.
And it was a kick-ass movie. It yeah. was awesome.
Did you see it? I don't remember.
I did.
That was yep. one that you did see?
Yep.
Had you seen it when I brought it up?
No.
Okay.
It was much later. Because
okay.
I procrastinate.
All right.
But it's this fucking movie and everything about it is going to unleash all these other shittier movies. And
okay.
that sucks, you know? So you gotta really think about this movie and how awesome it is. And I talk to people and they're like, hey, it was okay. No, they started a revolution. Like people could become superheroes even though they don't have power. So I was thinking, if I became a superhero.
Okay. I was wondering where you're going with this.
What would my name be? And
Orion.
No, my superhero name would be Fuckass.
Fuck-ass. Like, kick-ass. It's not very creative.
Yeah, well, fuck you. But in its entirety, the name would be Poster Boy Fuck-ass.
Oh, now I just get it less. Poster Boy Fuck-ass?
Yeah, it's mysterious, right?
Is it because you're on lots of posters?
No. It's because I'm so handsome, right? I'm so cool looking.
And you're a fuck-ass.
Meaning...
Okay, so your power or like your special move...
Yeah.
This is like when you used to wrestle.
Yeah. No. Shit, dude. My slogan would be...
The Red Menace.
I'd be...
That's your superhero name.
No.
The Red Menace.
No.
You jump off the turnbuckle.
I dye my hair all
first.
The time. I am no longer a ginger. I swear to God.
You just cut your hair and it's looking pretty gingy.
God damn it. Don't tell the listeners. But anyway, I'd be fuck-ass and my slogan would be, hate fucking America one bitch at a time. Yeah.
I don't know if that makes you a superhero. Exactly. I think it's more of just a sex offender.
Oh, man.
But I will admit that there is a fine line. Both are criminals.
Yes.
Technically. And both are truly doing a service to society.
Yes. God damn it. Well, if you were going to be a superhero, You might need some time to think about this, but what would you call yourself?
Way to spring it on me. What would Mr. Wonderful.
Mr. Wonderful?
Yeah. And I would carry Mr. Wonderful's voice box around with me, and I would never speak. I would just hope that the line that he was set at the moment that I hit the button was somehow relevant to,
you just want $1 million
to what was happening. Like, yeah. I'd confront a criminal in a dark alleyway.
Oh, no.
And I'd be like,
oh, no.
Oh, he's broken. Oh, Mr. Wonderful.
Oh, no.
That sounds awful. That's,
oh, man. Oh, Mr. No. Wonderful.
Out of my superpowers. Did somebody put kryptonite in Mr. Wonderful? Oh, it sounds terrible.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
What'd you do? Spill something on it?
Jesus. I need money because we need a new Mr. Wonderful. Oh, the whole place is just falling to pieces. Yeah. I don't know. If I was a superhero, are we talking real superheroes with powers? Or are we talking like kick-ass superheroes?
Like kick-ass. Like if you were going to go out.
Just people in costumes beating people up.
If you were going to beat some people up.
Or fucking them.
Yeah, yeah.
Against their will. Mm-hmm.
It'd have to be pretty cool, just so you know.
Like fuck-ass? Yeah? Poster boy fuck-ass?
Who are you? I'm fuck-ass.
Yeah.
I could go all, like, gothy and call myself the sadness. And
on your chest would be FML.
Yeah, yes.
In
yes.
a diamond, yeah.
And I would just Jesus try Christ, to depress yeah. people. Like, oh. You'd be, like, robbing a jewelry store, and I'd be like, what's the fucking point, man? I mean, what? Seriously, first of all, they're just fucking rocks.
Yeah.
Like, they might be worth money, but that's just fucking paper. It's all just trading one stupid material thing for another stupid material thing. The whole thing is just pointless. It's just meant to keep us busy, you know, so we don't notice how fucked up the world is.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, somebody shoot me. And then they will. And then my short-lived crime-fighting career will come to an end.
Well, thanks, Kyle. I'm glad I brought this
up. Well, that's just if I went with the sadness route.
Yeah. There's always other.
There's ideas. Also, I could be Rainbow Man.
The gay lumberjack?
Rainbowman.
Yeah.
Rainbowman. That would be my... That would be like my secret identity. I'd be Rainbow Man, but my secret identity would be Rain Bowman. And I would, I'd be a lumberjack, but instead of the plaid, it'd be like rainbow colors. And I'd have like rainbow suspenders.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
And I'd have an axe.
Yeah.
Just an axe. And I would just axe people, but like with a big smile on my face, and I'd be really polite about it. Like, pardon me, I'm about to axe you.
All the homophobes,
Don't.
Ooh.
Whoa! What are we? What's this gay business?
I don't know.
I just like rainbows.
Okay. I got you. All right.
Seriously, I don't know. Or I could dress up as the baker from Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh, Jesus.
And just
Christ.
Throw Cinnamon Toast Crunch at bad guys. I'd be like, open your fucking mouth. This is delicious. This is way better than crime. Seriously.
Oh, man.
I could, you know, if it worked out, I could bring a bowl full of the cereal and milk because that's the best way. But otherwise, I just throw it at them and.
And throw a magnifying glass at them so they could see what's so awesome.
Check
about
out
what's
all
being
the fucking sparkles and swirls, bitch dog.
Yeah.
Bitch dog would be a good name.
Bitch dog.
Bitch dog.
All right.
But DAWG.
Yeah.
Bitch dog. That could be your sidekick.
Mm.
And it's a little Mexican kid with a massive dick. But like one of those weird looking ones where like the head is bigger than the shaft.
Yeah.
Like it's like
it's an actual mushroom. Yeah.
Like you, when it's flaccid, you might have to drag it around. Like it looks like it's heavier on the end.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Massive though. Yeah.
But not necessarily. He's just very small. He's a small Mexican kid.
So he'd do my hate fucking for me.
really, he'd just run around naked with like a Zorro mask on. Maybe he'd get you Taco Bell.
Just to get, yeah, national attention, I guess. More. More national.
Just to be helpful. Just to help you get okay. in the mood.
Yeah.
Just to help you get rock hard.
Oh, because I'd need it. Yeah.
Hey, Orion, check out my wiener, man.
Jealousy overload. Yeah. Thunder dick ready.
Thunder dick.
Yeah.
This is a retarded conversation we're having.
I'm throwing the paper away, Kyle.
Okay. All right. All
no
right.
more bullshit for me. What do you got?
No, that was good. That took some time. It did a very good job of showcasing our lack of improv skills.
I had a costume picked out and everything.
Well, you didn't tell me about the costume. Tell me about the costume.
Well, it'd be... I don't want to reveal my identity.
Yeah. Then why'd you tell me you had a costume picked out?
I'm sorry. It's just, I had it all thought out. Fuck ass. Yeah. That'd be me.
What do you like better, the sadness or Rainbowman?
Man. You should be one on the weekdays and one on the weekends. Rainbowman on the weekends.
What if I was sad Rainbowman?
You could be Party Hat Man. Just be covered in party hats.
Party Hat Man.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's kind of gay.
Yeah.
Mr. Wonderful would have been a good one if his stupid fucking voice box didn't die. I can't believe that shit. This is my favorite thing.
Yeah.
It just sounds like... It sounds like, I don't know, a policeman in a video game is yelling at me or something. It's kind of like an Atari game.
It's strangely sad to me that happened because I kind of... It's like he's dying, you know? He's not alive, but...
He is.
I kind of felt for him as much as I hated him.
If you believe in Mr. Wonderful, clap. Clap if you believe. I hope everyone's clapping right now.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I've got his head in my hand. His head's fine, but his voice box, no good.
Man. All right.
So you want to talk about some of the news?
Yeah. That's what do you got?
Pretty much what else I have.
Yeah.
Well, here's something kind of interesting. A woman drove around with a body for months.
Hmm.
Costa Mesa, California. A California woman who befriended a homeless woman and let her sleep in her car told police she didn't know where to turn when the woman unexpectedly died. So she drove the body around for months, along with a box of baking soda to hide the smell, authorities said Thursday. Officers with the Costa Mesa police found the unidentified body Monday after getting a call about a car partially blocking a driveway. Sergeant Ed Everett told the Associated Press, when officers arrived, they noticed a stench and saw a leg poking out from a blanket and some clothes, he said.
Jesus.
This is funny to me for two reasons. One, like, you've got a dead body in the back of your car. You would think you'd be on your best fucking behavior. But no, you partially block a driveway and you leave a leg hanging out from under the blanket.
Are you like, not looking at it?
What a lazy fucker.
Yeah.
Anyway, the partially mummified remains consisted of mostly skin and bones and weighed about 30 pounds, he said. An autopsy showed no signs of foul play, but police are still investigating the role of the car's driver. The woman driving the car told police she met a homeless woman in a park in nearby Fountain Valley and told her she could sleep in her car. But when the woman died in her car 10 months ago, she was afraid to go to the police. The woman who drives the car, a 57-year-old who herself had fallen on hard times and was living with friends, told officers... I like that they're comparing the two.
Yeah.
The one woman's homeless, and this woman has a car, at least, and can afford to buy a box of baking soda for no other reason than to cover up the stench. And this other woman's homeless and died in a car. But whatever, same thing. Or similar, at least. She felt she would be accused of something, and with everything going on in her life, she didn't want to deal with that. Police also found a box of baking soda in the car, which the driver had used to try to cover up the smell. The dead woman is believed to be in her 50s or 60s, with a first name of S-I-G-N-E. What do you think that is? Sign? Signy? Scene? I don't know.
I have no idea. Yeah.
But so this crazy woman... First of all, it's a little nuts. I mean, it's nice, but it's a little nuts to like meet a homeless woman and go, you know what? You can sleep in my car.
Yeah.
Like, and how did that work? Did she open the car up for this lady? Was it like a one-time thing, or was it like every night you can come and sleep in my car?
Yeah.
Did she give her keys to the car? You know, did she just leave her car unlocked?
Yeah.
But anyway, so one day she comes out to the car and this lady's dead in the back seat and she's like, shit, I don't want to fucking, oh, man. What a fucking mess. I just fucking go grab a blanket and fucking cover. Like,
it would have been so much easier to go to the cops and just say, hey, she died in my car.
Yeah. And I mean, it would have looked a little weird. There might have been an investigation. Maybe they would have been looking at you kind of funny for a little bit.
Yeah.
But there's no evidence that you killed her because you didn't kill her.
Exactly.
So nothing really is going to happen, you know? And it's so much worse getting caught 10 months later with a dead body. That's got to be against the law somehow.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she didn't kill her, but there's got to be some law against driving around with a dead body and not telling anybody for 10 months. Yeah.
Jesus.
And the box of baking soda is ridiculous. Like, it might have helped at first, but after 10 months, oh, Jesus Christ.
Can you imagine? Oh, I gotta go to work.
And she keeps getting in that car and driving it around. She's like, it's a little stinky, but whatever.
Yeah, Jesus. I was gonna say, like, the old woman, maybe she didn't want to, you know, turn in the dead woman, homeless woman, because she watches too much TV and she doesn't know what technology, you know, what we're capable of these days. And we might just somehow figure out that, or not figure out, but point the finger at her and, you know, oh, you're the killer because we have all this crazy technology that's on CSI, you know.
She thinks CSI technology makes things up.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, no. You never know. It's crazy. I don't understand it.
We found this DNA evidence.
Oh, shit.
That says that you stabbed her to death.
Yeah.
We've constructed this video from her DNA that shows you stabbing her to death. And if we enhance it just right, you can see that there's no remorse on your face.
Yep. She'd believe that. That's a theory.
I hate science.
Yeah. So that's a story.
And she could have dumped the body and no one would ever know what happened.
Yeah, probably not. Although that still wouldn't be advisable. The obvious thing to do would be to call the cops, you know?
Yeah.
Like, hey, this is going to sound kind of weird, but I've been letting this homeless lady sleep in the back of my car, and she just kind of croaked. It's weird, though, that she weighed 30 pounds. Well, I guess
after 10 months,
I don't know how that works. Yeah. And she's partially mummified.
Ugh,
like, don't you have to kind of, like, does just putting a blanket on top of a dead body mummify it?
Yeah, I think that was bad wording.
I don't know.
It was decomposing for sure, but
yeah. Although being homeless, she might not have weighed much to begin with.
That's true. Yeah. What was I going to say? maybe the woman had been screwed over by the cops before, like my dad and I initially were going to be, and she was worried they'd charge her for like transportation of the dead body.
Maybe. I mean, being a homeless,
we
got to
store this thing, and we're not going to pick up the tab. So if you could just pay us $10 million.
Yeah, being a homeless person, maybe they'd be like, well, she has no next of kin that we know of, or, you know, she has no money, so you're the closest thing we know of, so you have to take care of everything.
You have to pay for the
fucking funeral or whatever. Because
someone out there
knows her. Burial plot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, that's bullshit, too. Like, not to get too far off on a tangent, but the whole idea, I think we've spoken about this before, but the idea that, like if I kicked off...
Yeah.
Somebody that I know is like obligated, just because they are related to me, they are obligated to take care of whatever I've left behind, my debts and my funeral and all that shit.
I'm not sure how that works, but
that's pretty fucking lame.
Yeah.
Like
somebody's got to pay for this.
What if everybody hated me? You've got to be able to opt out, right?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you can't, but you should be able to. Like, nah, he was a prick. Fuck him. You know? Anyway, do you want to do another news story?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. These don't always last that long, but they're fun.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. A stowaway crocodile on a flight escaped from its carrier bag and sparked an onboard stampede that caused the flight to crash, killing 19 passengers and crew.
Jeez.
The croc had been hidden in a passenger's sports bag, allegedly with plans to sell it, but it tore loose and ran amok, sparking panic. A stampede of terrified passengers caused the small aircraft to lose balance and tip over in midair during an internal flight in the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Oh, God.
The unbalanced load caused the aircraft on a routine flight from the capital Kinshasa to the regional airport at Bandundu to go into a spin and crash into a house. A lone survivor, so I guess there was one survivor, from the LET 410 plane, told the astonishing tale to investigators. Ironically, the crocodile also survived the crash, but was later killed with a machete by rescuers sifting through the wreckage.
That's horrible.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's all the really pertinent information.
Okay,
but it's,
yeah.
It's pretty funny. Like some,
if it, how did it get on the plane? One.
Some, well, that they covered that. Some idiot put it in their sports bag, like a duffel bag, and brought it on the plane because they wanted to take it wherever they were going to sell it.
Yeah.
But they didn't like. They just put it in a bag. It's a fucking crocodile. They just put it in a bag. They're like, eh, it'll be good.
I wonder how big
Crocs,
it was.
Crocs can't work zippers. What's it going to do?
Yeah.
Jesus. I don't think it was super
it had to be,
big,
yeah,
but it was...
If it was kind of tiny, all those people, oh, it's so little
imagine,
crocodile.
Imagine a duffel bag.
Yeah.
Like a relatively large one,
I guess. 2.5 feet big, yeah.
I don't know. It doesn't say how big it was.
How big do duffel bags get before they're not called duffel bags?
Well, it doesn't call it a duffel bag. It calls it a sports bag.
Sports bag.
Well, there's a video. It's 35 seconds. It might be lame as hell, but we'll see. I don't know if it fucking loads. Piece of shit. Loading, loading.
An unlikely suspect has been blamed for a fatal plane crash in Africa. The plane came down in the Democratic Republic of Congo 2 months ago, killing 20 of the 21 people on board. Now, reports from the UK suggest a crocodile is behind the accident. It's believed a passenger smuggled the croc on board in a bag. The animal then escaped and caused panic among passengers. Unbelievably, the aircraft lost balance when everyone rushed to one side and it plummeted to the ground.
Did he say unbelievably?
Yeah.
Unbelievably, when everyone moved to one side of the airplane, it crashed. Weird.
Magical.
Unbelievable. Yeah, so that didn't really shed any light on it. And they didn't show any pictures of the crocodile either. They just kept showing pictures of Africans.
Well, shit.
Like, I couldn't even tell if it was related. Like, some of the pictures were of a plane crash, but then there were just a bunch of pictures of, like, distressed-looking African people.
Yeah. The fucking pilot could have been high on coke or something. They don't know it was the croc. And given that
well,
it was...
Well, the one guy that survived said it was the crocodile.
He's full of shit. I don't know.
He told the astonishing tale to the investigators. Yeah, yeah. Investigators.
Yeah.
Crocodiles. Alligators. Yeah, I don't know. The crocodile survived the crash before being cut up with a machete.
That's horrible. I'm sorry.
You sound like Aldi. Like, all 20 people died because of this fucking crocodile,
yeah.
And they killed it. You're like, nah, that's fucking terrible. Like, what a bunch of assholes. I can't believe they would do that to a sweet, innocent crocodile.
It's the Congo. Let it go.
It's the Congo. You can do whatever you want here. It's like an evil fucking wonderland.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
Shit.
What do you mean it's the Congo? Let it go.
I don't know.
It's the Congo. Let it go. Orion, there's a zombie infestation. It's the Congo. Let him go. Whatever. Whatever. You know, I want to do my last news story,
let's
I guess.
Let's do it. Yeah, let's do it.
This one is hilarious.
All right.
Teen admits to stomping on newborn.
Ooh.
There's a video with this one, too.
All right.
And I haven't watched it.
Yes!
That was an ad.
Oh, my God. What the fuck?
That was an ad. I don't know what it is, but it looks like it's a woman at an ATM. I stopped it because it was...
It sounded
too appropriate.
Horrendous.
Jesus Christ.
Well, she said yes, which I thought was hilarious. Like, a teen admits to stomping on a newborn. Here's the video.
Yes!
Fucking awesome!
Stomp, stomp, stomp.
Stomping on a newborn. Yeah!
Scared the shit out of me.
Jesus Christ. Oh, man. Oh, my God. Okay.
All right, get to the real
get to
video.
The story. Yeah. Or, well, it's still the ad because, like, I didn't play it.
Okay.
I guess I'll just read the story. Whatever. Muncie, right. Indiana. A Muncie teenager is facing serious charges after admitting to stomping on an eight-week-old baby girl's leg because he was angry. Mm. Now, when I got to that part, because I have read this before,
yeah.
It was a little bit of a letdown to me. Because I thought he just stomped on a yeah. baby. But no, he stomped on her leg.
Aww. And it survived?
That pussy, if you're going to stomp a baby, go all the way.
Mm-hmm.
Police were called to Ball Memorial Hospital after the infant was brought there with a broken leg and a black and blue eye. The infant's mother told police her boyfriend Ethan Ogden was watching the baby at their home at Pinewood Avenue in Muncie. Ogden told her the baby was injured when she fell from a bouncy seat. Officer spoke with Ogden about the incident. He initially said the baby fell out of the bouncy seat and he accidentally stepped on the baby's leg. He later admitted that he was angry at his girlfriend because she was gone too long and stomped on the baby's leg. Now,
oh man,
there's no indication prior to this to make me think that he was smart.
Yeah.
But when you get to that point, it's blatantly fucking obvious that he's not smart. Unless there's something they're leaving out, like that where he really had no choice but to fess up.
Yeah.
It's so stupid to say, like, you had your story. It yeah, may not have been perfect. Holding up that well, but just stick to your fucking story.
Yeah.
Don't go, okay, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right. It's like, I wonder if it's the kind of thing where, like, he can't help it.
Yeah.
Like, he almost wants to brag about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Like, I need somebody, like, what was the point in stomping this baby's leg if nobody knows I did it?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I gotta tell somebody.
That's the edge most police have when they interrogate.
Otherwise, they don't know, you know? Like, why would you do that? Just all of a sudden, like, okay, all right, you got me. I stomped the kid's leg because she was, you know, her mom was out too long. Yeah. And I was lonely and mad. I'm like a dog, you know? You leave me alone for too long, I start tearing up the furniture, biting your kids, yeah. you know? I'm like a dog. It's funny to me that I don't know how old the mother is, but this guy is a teen. The story is teen admits to stomping on a newborn, yeah. and, like, this is her boyfriend. Like, eh. I mean, I guess...
A little misleading.
Yeah, I don't want to be too... much of a dick about this, but yeah. teen pregnancies,
yeah.
usually not the coolest people.
Yeah.
Just saying. Anyway, that's pretty much the story.
Maybe
he later admitted... sorry.
Go ahead.
He later admitted he was angry at his girlfriend because she was gone too long and stomped on the baby's leg. Ogden faces several charges, including neglect, battery on a juvenile, and obstruction of justice. See, the obstruction of justice is because you first told them one story yeah. and then told them another.
You idiot.
The baby was later transferred to Riley Hospital. Hospital officials would not release details to 24 Hour News 8 about her condition. That's weird to me.
Yeah.
How's the baby doing? Fuck you! I ain't telling you shit news! Fuck off! I'm sure that's not how it went down, yeah. but like...
That's the feeling you get.
How's yeah. the baby? I can't say.
Yeah. We don't know yet.
That's weird, right?
We know, but we can't tell you. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Why wouldn't you?
It's doing okay. Okay, good.
Yeah.
yeah. Like, we don't know.
Either way, how would it be bad to tell the news?
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, what if the, like, when the guy broke, like, can you imagine what broke him? Maybe he's an idiot, but what if he was hungry and he wanted, like, a cheeseburger and they're like, we know you didn't just step on the girl, you know, the baby.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so hungry. Oh, you're hungry. You want a cheeseburger? Tell us what happened.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Right.
Here's how it went down. God, I'm hungry. I really want that cheeseburger.
Okay. Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
I can't think of, like, the only thing that I can think of that it could have been is if, like, they had some kind of forensic evidence that was like, you see this? Clearly it didn't happen the way you said.
But I'm pretty sure that's not what happened.
This guy's such an idiot. They probably told him they had like video evidence in the house.
Yeah. Did you know that all babies have cameras?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Standard issue.
Oh, yeah, shit.
So as soon as we get that baby checked out in the hospital, we're going to know what went down. So you might as well tell us now, save yourself some grief, all right?
Oh, shit. Okay. I'll tell yous.
All right. I stomped the leg, you know? I'm like a dog. I've been over this with you guys.
Oh, man.
That's a weird fucking thing to do, too. Like, I'm pissed off.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Where's your mother at? God damn it. Here, fall on the floor. All right, now, stomp your leg. I feel so much fucking better right now.
They'll never find out. Yeah.
I wonder if he was shitting himself afterwards, or if he's just that fucking dumb.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, I fucking did it. You deserved it, baby, for your mom not being home when I wish she was. And then he puts it back in the bouncy seat, and he's like watching TV. Yeah, everything's good.
What a jackass. Yeah, why did she have to be home, you know?
I don't know. I don't fucking know. Like,
Oh, finally she's gone. I can fucking play some Xbox, you know?
I don't understand people with such tempers. Like, I get mad. Yeah. I get really fucking mad sometimes. But I don't have that kind of, like, uncontrollable temper.
Blind rage.
Yeah. I have never, like, been so pissed off that I just punch a hole in a wall because I couldn't help it, you know? Like, my dad has done that.
Jesus.
There was a hole in the wall in the hallway in our duplex we lived in when I was a kid because my dad got super pissed and punched the wall, although he may have been drunk at the time. For some reason, that sounds to me like my dad was an alcoholic. Yeah. But he didn't really drink that much, and he doesn't drink much now either. But he may have been drunk, like, coming home from the bar with buddies or something, and then, like, him and my mom got in a fight, and he punched a hole in the wall. But, like, your brother would fly off the handle all the time, especially when you guys were kids. He's still got a temper, but it's not as bad.
Yeah, it's
but, like
a disease,
when you guys were kids, it's like fucking anything.
When I stole... I went out in the living room, and he's watching Titanic, and I just hit eject.
Yeah, yeah, that's hilarious.
And I just took the movie in my room and locked the door, and...
You son of a bitch!
He took his microphone stand.
Yeah.
And
he took the door down.
He took the door down.
Yeah.
Because I took Titanic. Yeah. People like that, it's got to be
insane.
Some kind of mental imbalance.
Like, you'd have to push me so hard to get me to the point where I would knock a door down.
Yeah.
Without, like, you know, without thinking it through, you know, like, after I knocked the door down, I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck. Didn't he, like, cry after that because he thought he was going to be in trouble?
Yeah. I was going to tell my parents, well, no shit, there's no door, you fucking idiot.
They're going to figure it out. What happened to the door?
I don't know.
Yeah.
We were playing, you know.
What door? Take it outside.
There was never a door there.
Yeah.
One of you is lying.
All right. So... Listen, did you know that doors have cameras? The video's all stored off-site, so, you know, as soon as we check the tape, we're gonna know what happened to the fucking door, so you might as well just tell us now. Okay, I broke the door down.
I gotta do that to my kids if I ever have them.
I don't know why everybody right now has kind of this kind of accent, whatever you call it. I don't know.
I love it.
I just think about police officers.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I also gave that kind of accent to the perp, so I don't know. I think I just like talking like that.
Yeah.
I'm out of news stories now.
Oh, no.
Yeah, sorry. So I guess we're done for this week then. Kind of a short show, but we're over an hour, so.
Hey, you're right.
That's not bad. It's just short comparatively to compared to recent shows, because we've been going long lately.
Yeah. Let's change it up.
Motherfucker.
Stop bullshit, and Kyle's tired. He wants to go to bed.
Yeah. I don't really want to go to bed,
but I hear you. Yeah.
You know.
With the new change, yeah.
Yeah. With my... body's changing, getting hair in strange places.
Yeah.
I'm getting hot and cold flashes. I'm simultaneously going through puberty and menopause. But yeah, I think it's time to call it quits for today. All so, right. As usual, you can email me at Kyle@IJustHadATerribleThought.com
and or Orion@IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
And of course, you can leave us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
And there's always the forums. Oh, that was something I meant to talk about. There's a forum user named Miss Nick.
Yeah.
Miss Nick. Did you see that she posted like everywhere?
No.
No?
I didn't see that.
Do you read the forums? Are you some kind of asshole?
It didn't tell me there was any updates.
But this was 2 days ago or something. It wasn't today.
I checked it out.
I think you are doing something wrong because you don't notice anything that isn't on the episode.
What am I doing wrong? I log in.
I don't know, but you're doing something wrong.
That's my first mistake.
Anyway, she posted like everywhere. Yeah, and one of the things she posted was like, what the fuck is wrong with you guys? Why aren't more people posting in here? Everybody start fucking posting. We got to fucking keep the forums going, you know? We got to help these guys out. They put a show out for us once a week. The least we could do is just talk about it. And I appreciate that.
Yeah.
However, I'm not going to lay into her. When I said I appreciate that, I meant it. I just want to say that, you know, I'm not upset with anyone for not having it. The truth is we have a pretty small listener base. And percentage-wise, it kind of makes sense that we get as much participation in the forums as we get. Because, you know, it's unrealistic to expect even 50%, I think, of your listeners to participate in the show. And so, you know, like I said, we have a pretty small listener base. It makes sense that the number of them that participate are what they are.
Yeah, so lay off.
No, not lay off. It was well-meaning.
It was sweet. Yeah.
I appreciate the sentiment. And, you know, I would absolutely love for the forums to just fucking explode and be super popular and everybody's posting all the time. But there's only so much you can do, you know?
Yeah.
So, but anyway, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Just don't be upset when it doesn't happen. Because that's a lesson I had to learn. Anyway, there's the forums. Check out the forums. IJustHadATerribleThought.com/forum. There's the Facebook, Facebook.com/itchhat, and Twitter, Twitter.com/itchhat. And, of course, you can always donate, especially this month since it is my birthday month.
Birthday month!
And that's it.
That should do it. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We will check you next week. Fap, fap, fap.
I'm taking a nap. Yeah, that rhymed.
Nice.
Okay. Good night.